Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen
Studio
to
Flow.
Where we listen to everything, so we don't have to.
Why we gotta drop, man? Come on.
Oh, we can make one. I'll make six or seven of them shits. Oh, Manny Fonte, before we get into this, I don't know if you heard about a week ago, but I accidentally deleted the Chris Brown episode. What were your you want to share your thoughts, me and Sarah?
We just now telling them.
Chris Brown episode.
The fact that motherfucker dropped 12 more songs today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. I said I'm not watching season 3 of Chris Brown. That watch season 3. I'm sorry, man. I can't do it.
When did it come out?
Today or yesterday? One of the days. 12 more. So that is called, he called it 12 Days of Christmas.
It's man, I almost lost my breath on that one. Shoot.
The deluxe version is 57 songs. I said, fuck you. Fuck you and anybody who's like, man, he grinding. I'm like, respect my time.
No.
Like, shit.
No, that's stupid. I saw that. I thought that was a joke.
They have 3 hours of music, bruh. For what?
Bruh.
It's called the Heartbreak on a Full Moon Deluxe Edition. Deluxe. I thought we listened to that already.
Yes.
Yeah, motherfucker, how dare you drop 45 songs and don't call that deluxe?
He should call it the Arch Deluxe.
I love that. Every time you bring it up,
John just start raving about that shit.
Man, it was the burger for the adult, and I was a teenager.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I said, Mom, can I have the Arch Deluxe? And she was like, sure. All right, Friday on Elm Street. It was supposed to be Freddie versus Jason. The Fab Jadakiss album released November 24th, 2017.
Is this a mixtape or an album?
I think it's an album. It's a studio album. But we'll get into that because that bothers me. It should have been a mixtape. All right, some of the production, Swizz Beatz, Neo, Seasick, Neo the Matrix, sorry, Adrian.
I'm about to say Neo.
Adrian Young, I think. There was any singles? Oh, Stand Up. Real Nigga Stand Up.
I hate that single.
I hate that song.
Worst single ever.
I feel like I've heard that 18 times, and I don't know how.
That's because Future says it about 18 times in the song. Real Nigga Stand Up. Real Nigga Stand Up. Make more money than nigga went to college.
You heard it on the radio?
I don't know where I heard it at. Maybe John was always playing it. I don't remember.
Yeah, so, probably in your dreams.
Because I skip over that song. on this. I skip over both of them. Well, the remix at the end.
Well, I'll say this. It was a quick listen.
It's a very quick listen.
I enjoy that.
This album was announced February 29th, 2016, when Fabulous posted a picture on Instagram with Jadakiss with the caption, Freddie versus Jason coming soon. Now, I don't know about you, but damn near 2 years is that coming soon. At least
they didn't release no singles.
They did, because they had Rapture January last year, or the beginning of this year. That song Rapture with Tory Lanez, that's not even on the album. I thought that was amazing.
That was dope.
So that's why I was kind of disappointed that it was actually a mixtape. I mean, an album, because if it was a mixtape, these two could have killed a lot of beats together. This is what they do. Fabulous and Jadakiss.
I don't understand why it wasn't a mixtape.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jadakiss, first of all, we know both of them don't do good albums anyway. True be told.
That is true.
They do way better mixtapes anyway. So,
well, this was the exception, thank God.
Yeah, it was. But imagine what it would have been if it was a mixtape.
It would have been longer than 12 songs.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the intro with the beat switching up and both of them basically taking on the characters of Freddie and Jason. I thought that was dope. Like we already talked about, I didn't like Stand Up. The Swizz Beatz joints, the theme music, what's the other one? I Pray?
Yeah, I Pray.
Both of them great. Theme music I liked a little bit better because I enjoyed that Marvin Gaye sample.
LL
Cool J did drop the
Showing Mad Love.
Yeah, you rarely see LL Cool J do some shit like that.
Oh, yes.
You always forget the LL Cool J rap.
Yeah, you do.
Like, oh man, you've been on TV for so long.
I hope he don't start rapping again, though. I'm just going to be honest.
He ain't going to start rapping again. There's more money in what he's doing. Hosting Grammys and shit.
Yeah,
he gives a fuck about the Grammys.
He's
going to host his own funeral.
Did y'all talk about the Grammys on?
We talked about that a couple of. You weren't here for that week that
I wasn't, sorry.
I don't know why you weren't here that week.
I was out of town. I'm like, Maul, I was in LA.
You said LA chopping it up. It's kind of tough. Like, it's not really too much to do with this.
No, we can get this conversation out of the way. Easy.
Yeah, because, I mean, look. Expectation.
Yeah, there we go.
But so I had expectations for a mixtape. So I mean, this is
like,
okay.
Yeah, the mixtape. Yeah, and I was kind of scared a little bit though, because when I heard that Stand Up, I was like, this shit is whack.
I really thought we was going. This was the
I was so scared because I was just like, damn, that was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't like the future.
Future don't sound good with
the speed.
Well, neither one of them.
You think the track was too fast?
Yo, hold up. You know what? Real talk. You know how we how I was doing about a year ago, and I was looking back to what dropped this year. Didn't that Fabulous and Future drop on New Year's Eve? Wasn't that this year?
You mean Fabulous and Trey Songz?
Oh, that's what it was.
I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Fabulous and Future.
Yeah, it did.
All right, look, I remember that. That's going to be a topic. Y'all get y'all thoughts ready on the, because this was the year of the collabs. There were a lot of collab albums this year.
I'll tell you the worst one right now. Metro Boomin on the track.
Because you know, we'll get into it. Because I might put that one above this one. I love the Teyana Taylor track.
I like that track too.
That
was good. And I enjoyed that even though it was short, that we, I remember what I was going to ask you guys, that they both had their own track, like the Ice Pick by Jadakiss. Nightmares Ain't As Bad by Fabulous was amazing too.
And Fabulous was hitting them lines. He was coming with some Fabulous, political
every
views.
Every time I hear Fabulous, and I think about, what's old dude, Taxstone, who used to have the podcast. He's in jail for the alleged murder of Troy Ave's bodyguard and that thing. But I remember he always would be like, you could raise your kids off Jadakiss lyrics. Like, you raise your, and I was like, I feel like Fab was, you could, Fab, yeah,
he did that. He just did that on that one.
Like, Fab is in here, like, Fab sometimes bothers me because he'll have so much knowledge about a lot of things, but then if you've been following Fab and the mother of his kid, Emily, you'd be like, Fab, how you be so smart and do so much dumb shit?
Yeah, when it comes to her. Dude, I'm like, confusing. You know the rules. And nobody calls nobody out on that. So then, you know what?
Why, is he still doing dumb shit?
No, I don't think he has been doing dumb shit.
But he ain't married, shit, so that's dumb shit.
Yeah, but it's been years of, like, you can hear some Fab bars. He'll tell you how these women try to set you up and all this, and you got to be, like, I want my son to be better than me and all that. But you were like, dude, you was cheating, wilding. Like, you was getting caught a lot out here for no reason. So I was just like, how do you have that much knowledge but you can't? I guess it's one of those things where we always, like, you can give other people great advice, but you can't take it yourself.
You
do the dumb thing, so maybe that's what it was with Fab. Jadakiss, on the other hand, I didn't know Jadakiss had 5 kids. Where all these kids come from?
I never even seen Jadakiss with a woman in public.
Duh.
They did that on the Brothers Club too, talking about like marriage and stuff, and Jadakiss was like, yo, the album's coming out. They get so scared up there.
Yeah, what is it about men and marriage? They just be like,
I don't know. They think they're missing out on the party. They think the whole freak show is about to happen.
That party for the beat. That party.
I hope they know that these girls they be chasing only get of age. That's it. They always be younger and younger and younger. It's like they just sitting around waiting for them to become legal.
I don't know why the older nigga get, the younger he want a woman. Like, oh, she too old for me.
Ask
her. Niggas be saying the girls that age is too old for them. They be like,
Billy Joel and what's her new name? It's gonna be a Jurassic World.
That's a whole nother topic, man. We need to do another
Jurassic Park dude. I like, remember my mom likes him. The Jewish guy. He's in Independence Day. I can't Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
He having kids at 70. He having 2. I said, bruh. His wife like 30 something. I'm like, y'all wildin'.
You do this.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I wish we gotta work on new things next year. We're coming up with new shows next
year. Studio Flow After Dark. We're off topic. Everything but music.
I would love to hear Sarah view on a couple things.
Sarah view is outrageous. Sarah be saying some crazy shit.
How's my view outrageous?
Sarah, what did Sarah tell me?
You thought Cat should stay in
him. I got to bring it up on the podcast tomorrow on Equal Opposites. Sarah told me about, Sarah told me, she didn't agree with this, but she told me about this dude, this woman at work saying that her husband masturbated is just like cheating.
No, that was on a show.
Oh, that was, what show was this?
It was Married to Medicine. She was mad because her husband's working or something like that, and they don't have time for sex, but he finds time to masturbate. So she turned to this woman at the table and said, whose husband has publicly cheated on her, turns to a woman who's been publicly cheated on and said, what's the difference between your husband stepping out and my husband masturbating?
Oh, that's what she asked.
All right, that's the preview, guys. Don't say nothing about that. That's preview. That's preview. All
right. That's hard. I want to ask so many questions right now.
Solid album. I'm getting this a 3.5 out of 5. It's got some
bangers on here.
Yeah, it do.
It does. Yeah. Is that like theme music is out of, not theme music, stand up is out of place. That might, those two
and
might be out of place.
And they threw it on
here
twice.
Yeah, I could have been so pissed off. I was hoping, I really got down to it. I was like, is it a new beat? Nope, same beat. Oh, that's what I want to ask. Were you guys surprised they didn't do the back and forth that Jada and Styles P usually does. It wasn't too much of that on here. They didn't really finish each other's lines. They might do a 4 and a 6, and I come in and do a 4 and a 6. Is y'all cool with that?
I was cool with that because those songs are really hard to do together. You almost got to be like brothers to do that shit. And that's why it worked so easy for Styles and Jada. Like, if people really understood how hard it is to build a verse together,
all right,
and go back and forth. I mean, we just know that though. Like,
poor Sheik Luch or whatever his name was. Luch.
All right, Manny Fontaine, where is Mace better than Styles P?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Yes, he is. Listen, I like Styles P, but y'all be acting like Mace. Like, y'all act like y'all forgot about Murder Mace. Like, people were talking real crazy. I'm not saying, like Joe Budden said, he says Style P has more work than him. But are we talking skill-wise? Skill-wise, if you tell me Styles P is on a song I'm like, Mace is about to kill him. Mace is about to kill him.
You know what's crazy, too? And the Mace brought this up. This is how much I do the homework. I listened to that whole hour and 36 minutes of Mace on Angie Martinez.
Okay, what do you say? Then give me something because I'm not gonna watch that shit.
No. But I can't give you that whole hour 36 minutes.
I mean, just make it brief.
But no, the part I'm talking about is like he was like they don't count the fact that I wrote so much for Puff. Like I wrote a lot of shit.
The thing is that everybody writes for Puff. He's not a ghostwriter. He's not a writer.
But I think. But here's the problem too. I think No Way. You could argue that No Way Out is a better album than Harlem World. And I was like, is that because Mace and Biggie wrote most of Puff shit? I was like,
Harlem World is good. People try to trip on that. Harlem World is a good album.
But I think the problem with Mace and the reason why people have a problem giving him credit is that Harlem World is a good album, but then he had Double Up and that wasn't
was
good.
I can't
and then
remember.
He disappeared.
Double Up, I remember.
Same Niggas is pretty good. What is the one?
It was one song we was
double
like,
up.
We got it.
Yeah, we was at an old girl house who was on Jenny Jones, and we just like, hey, take us to whatever.
Oh yeah, Kelly. Yeah,
but I learned who my song was off of this album. That Blood Is Thick and That Fuck Me. And those same niggas make me cry. I can't even look at this track list. It's 18 songs on here.
Yeah, I know. And it was 18 songs of trash.
Scratch is the same way as is the same type.
If you look at it like who has a better career, I go with Styles P.
Right.
But if you saying who got the better skills, or
I would love to hear them in 2017 or something together. Mace look like he focused.
Then I feel like Styles P gonna win that.
2018, yeah,
P gonna win that because Mace is rusty, and even though he had that one and that song he had, the Oracle was dope. But I mean, as far as like getting on another track and doing the same thing again.
You don't like Rap Rushmore?
I didn't listen.
Did he
to it.
Say on that Angie Martinez interview if he's still a pastor? Like, what's going on?
He did. He addressed that. He says he didn't want to talk about the pastor part, but he did say, I'm that into religion. I'm that in religion. I'm into God.
What?
He said, religion divides. I believe in God. You know, God brings together. But he didn't elaborate on that. So I was like, do you not have a church anymore? What brought this upon? What
does
happened?
He not have a wife anymore? Like, what's going on?
I tried to look that up too. And Wikipedia had them divorced, but then I went to go check her Instagram and she was wishing them happy birthday, like, but love my life, my partner and stuff. So
maybe
like,
they have kids. Who's
he got
wife?
Kids. Some woman. She wasn't famous or anything.
Oh, I thought, okay. Dang, you look, jumped a little Providence.
God, you got so many hours. Now you just be like, I'm gonna do some research.
Hold on, do y'all know there's 24 hours in a day? Like, that's some shit you could be doing in your sleep.
I listened to a motivational speaker the other day. This nigga sound like success was his ex, yo. It was crazy.
Oh, I saw you tweet about that.
He was wilding out. He was just telling success what it's not gonna do. It was real. It was wild. I felt like he was just angry about it. So you don't go to sleep until the job is done. I was like, oh my gosh.
What job is that?
Just success.
Success is the job.
Yeah.
Lock in.
He said, I don't care how tired you are. You run into people, you tell them, hey, how you doing? You meet them with that energy. I was like, oh my gosh. It was wild. I was upset. It was like at 6 in the morning.
Man. That's why I feel like this should be a LA for demotivational speakers. People who just like demotivate your ass.
Man. I like early morning Jermaine, not late night Jermaine. Early morning Jermaine be thinking. Late night Jermaine be on some ratchet shit.
He hit you with a God morning, a couple of tweets, and he be. That's about it. I said, oh, yeah, everybody, he's back on. He's about to go off. And then like, two tweets and maybe be knocked out. Yeah, retweet some bullshit. And I mean, bulls. Speaking of that, I don't like that. I told me about 10 before we started. That bullshit kind of be retired.
Y'all want to talk about that? Man, we need new shows next week. Next year.
That Keaton shit.
We just need to talk about some shit, man.
Real talk. I saw that Keaton shit and I said, why is she recording this?
Yeah. I said, why are you not hugging your kid? Who does that? Oh, if Sarah then, did that with Melissa, I would cuss Sarah and then clean the fuck out.
Didn't say nothing like uplifting.
No, she's just like, and what? How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
And then, hold up. And then it was like, he said, I had to tell the teacher because I thought the bullies would be even more on me. But I said, fine, I don't believe that, but okay. But why your mama ain't called at school? My mama would be show up at that school acting a fool.
Somebody stick a ham down my pants? That's weird.
Nowadays, they call that sexual assault.
I think she was trying to finesse. I think she was trying to finesse.
I mean, like, GoFundMe and shit. Who was funding that? Why would you say, let me give some money to them for this? What?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the next time I see somebody cry online and they need help, I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for them,
man,
too.
Man, heck yeah.
I slept on that. Damn.
We all slept on that.
Yeah, should have been starting a GoFundMe. All right.
Keaton shouldn't be crying.
Oh, shit, I'll give this a 3.
About 3.5.
That's what I was getting. Did we do scores?
You did 3.5. But
I was about to say, I thought I gave it 3.5.
So good night. I'm about to go to sleep.
Good catch, yeah. Boy. I can't wait, though. We got some more reviews to do. I can't wait. Boy, this Eminem ain't looking good.
Oh, my God. Did you see how I jumped? First of all, we want to talk. Oh, man, we got. Hold on. Next year, we got way more shows. Way more shows. I'm calling it.
I got to keep cutting off.
If it's going to be me and Sarah alone, it could be me and Sarah alone.
Boy, I told Sarah that last night. I said, I'm not worried about zipping them. I was excited, but I'm worried. I told her that. I told her that Untouchable sound like some Broadway. Oh, white boy. I said, oh, shit. It sounded like something South Park would have been.
Yo, you just realized, oh, man, Eminem lost it. He did. Eminem thought he black so low. He think he really is.
I don't know what it is, but boy, it's going
to
be.
The Wavecast went to Eminem's head. Damn,
it's
going
to be a hell of a U-turn to get this shit back on track. A hell of a U-turn. I was about, he got to get over the curve, because this shit, the curve, I should say. All right, let's get out of here before we get to talking. At one and only, at Kings of Coffee, M85T. Until next time, peace.
This that theme music. Some back on your dean music. Flow Swiss, got to put the top down. Drive by my old school just to make my dean lose it. Always said I'd be a dropout. Yeah, only right I bring the dropout. Look, and every day is first class. Not bad for the kid who never made his first class. Yeah, I'm in homeroom with dime sacks. If you miss something, rewind that. Memories take you back to the time. Take the time to remember that you can't get the time back. Now your boy's invincible. Got me teaching niggas principles. It just make me wanna holler. You can't even get a dollar, cause I can't talk sense to you. They wanna front till you jump in the back. Shorty named Rosa, jump in the back. House party days, you get jumped in the back. Nowadays, the jump balls just jump in the back. Swish, my jumper is back. The bars is up, high jumper is back. Gonna make one of the gremlins jump from the back. Put the strap over the shoulder like the jumpers is back. Yeah, the Euro step, the German Ruger. You already know, boy, he's a Kruger. Kill shit.